Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, welcome to God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Thanks for joining us. The scripture reading today is taken from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. This and all scripture readings in today's message will be read from the New International Version of the Holy Writ. Hear the word of the Lord. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And now we will listen to a song entitled Perfect Wisdom of Our God by Keith and Kristen Getty.
Wisdom of our God revealed in all the universe, all things created by His hand and held together at His command. He knows the mysteries of the seas, the secrets of the stars are His. He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day. The matchless wisdom of His ways that mark the path of righteousness, His word a lamp unto my feet, His spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost, so that the fool might shame the wise, and all the glory might go to Christ. Of Your sovereignty. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, Your perfect perfect will in your perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way.
Was read previously for your hearing and understanding. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you know those who are seeking wisdom from you. May this message be one that will give some instructions that will do some good. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Today's discourse is entitled, A Word on Wisdom. We may have been confronted with many situations and circumstances in life and didn't know which way to turn for answers or for consultation. We may have felt as if we were sinking and groping and grasping at the proverbial straws of our own knowledge to sustain ourselves or to buoy us up, so to speak, when in fact it's wisdom that we needed. It would behoove us to look closely at the definition of both words, knowledge and wisdom. What is knowledge? Webster says, knowledge is facts, information, and skills acquired by personal experiences or education. Knowledge is having practical understanding of a subject. Knowledge is acquired by reading books. Setting and accomplishing realistic goals and goals that are attainable are also knowledge. And there are many other things that we can do to obtain knowledge. We're just looking at a few ways that we can acquire knowledge. We ask, what then is wisdom? How do we get it? Are wisdom and knowledge the same thing? Wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and very importantly, is having good judgment. Wisdom has a quantity of being wise. It has a quality of being wise. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, verse 6, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Verse 7, the beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. If you want wisdom, you must pursue it. Let God's word teach you just as a parent has done or as a parent is doing like right now. No matter how difficult the journey to wisdom, nothing else is more important and nothing else certainly is not more valuable than having wisdom. You see, in this life we need God's wisdom because God's wisdom is practical. It relates to our lives in the most trying of times. God's wisdom goes beyond and supersedes common sense. God's wisdom is divine, and it magnifies our ability to tell right from wrong, magnifies our ability to know good from evil. God's wisdom prompts and urges us to be more Christ-like. God's wisdom prompts and urges us to be more Christ-like. So then, are wisdom and knowledge the same thing? No, they're not the same thing. The difference between the two words is wisdom gives one the ability to make sound judgments about a situation or a matter. Knowledge is simply knowing something. Anyone can become knowledgeable about a subject matter by reading. Wisdom is knowing what to say and when to say it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, your wisdom is infinite. It's all-encompassing. Forgive us for the times when we sought wisdom outside of you. Thank you for forgiving us these indiscretions. Thank you for giving us the knowledge that you'll always be with us and that wisdom is ours just for the asking. We pray that those who are void of your wisdom will pursue it. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our closing song is entitled Strength, Courage, and Wisdom by India Ari.
Inside my head there is a dream that I want to see in the sun. Behind my eyes there lives a need that I've been hiding for much too long. I've been too afraid to let it show, cause I'm scared of the judgment that may follow. Always putting off my living for tomorrow. It's time to step out on faith. I gotta show my faith. For so long, freedom is mine today. I gotta step out on faith. It's time to show my face. Procrastination had me down. Look what I have found. Found strength, courage, and wisdom. It's been inside of me all along. Strength, courage. I'm scared of the things that I might be missing. Running too fast to stop to listen. It's time to step out on faith. I gotta show my face. It's been elusive for so long. Freedom is mine today. Step out on faith. I gotta show my face. Procrastination had me down. Look what I have. Of me all along. think of all the things that I wanna see. Cause I know now that I've opened up my heart, I know that anything I want can be. So let it be.
So let it be.
So let it be.
So let it be.
So let it be.
So let it be.
So let it be.
Strength, courage, and wisdom. It's been inside of me all along. I found it in me, yeah. I found it finally, and I'm sure to keep it. So yeah, yes, thank you.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.